18. Ashton. I've been staying with Saint at the House of Lords for 3 weeks now. It has been hell and bliss. The things I have experienced are just as earth-shattering as I thought they'd be, but I never imagined how exhausting it would be. Being a whore isn't easy. Who knew? But I wouldn't give it up for anything. This morning, I woke up and came home to grab a few things. He had a meeting at Carnage anyway, and I really don't like being there with all the other lords while he's not. I'm lying in my bed watching TV when my cell vibrates next to me. I pick it up and read the message.
My lord. Get dressed, I'm on my way.
Jumping to my feet, I rush to my closet and throw on some jeans and a tank top. It's still fairly warm here in Pennsylvania. I put on my tennis shoes and rush downstairs. I've learned that when Saint says he's on his way, he's almost at his destination. I'm running out the door when I hear the sound of the bikes down the street. Seconds later, three roll into my driveway. Saint is first. I can tell by the black and white skull helmet. It looks like there's smoke coming out of the black eyes. Hayden is second. His helmet is a deep red. Cashton's is solid white. I wonder why my brother isn't with them. Saint comes to a stop and places both feet on the ground to hold the bike up. He doesn't even bother to remove his helmet. He just gestures for me to jump on the back. I slide my helmet on along with the leather jacket he got me. Buckling it under my chin, I place the ball of my shoe on the back foot peg and hands on his shoulders while I throw my leg over and sit on the back seat. He revs the engine on the crotch rocket and the seat vibrates between my legs. I smile and tap his thigh to let him know I'm ready. He takes off down the driveway and through the gate. I close my eyes, wishing I could feel the wind on my face and in my hair, but Saint won't allow me on his bike unless I have a helmet and jacket on. We get onto the freeway and we ride between Hayden and Cashton. Cashton slows down and I watch him over my shoulder to see he's weaving across all three lanes, forcing the cars behind him to slow down as Hayden revs up his bike. He yanks the front wheel up off the road and rides a wheelie past us. I hold on tighter, expecting Saint to do the same, but he speeds up to catch up with Hayden, who sits his front tire down and slows to be next to us. Cashton comes up on our left once more. I love it when Saint takes me for a ride, but it doesn't happen all that often. Whenever we go out, it's in the car. He says it's safer. As if the way he drives on four wheels is any different from when he's driving on two. I don't know how long we've been riding, but my ass is numb and my back hurts. I adjust myself and Saint reaches back, placing his hand on my thigh. A little while later, we're pulling into a gas station and we all get off the bikes. I stretch my sore legs as Saint removes his helmet. He places it to hang on his mirror and then turns to face me. I tilt my head back so we can undo the buckle underneath my chin, and he takes mine off.
My cell has been going off like crazy.
Hayden growls, unzipping his jacket and pulling his phone from the inside.
Fuck.
He hisses, looking down at it.
We've got to go. Where?
Cashton asks, already putting his helmet back on. Hayden looks at Saint.
Carnage.
My eyes widen as he looks at me. We've spent a lot of time together lately, practically every day, but we've been at the House of Lords. I can't.
It'll be fine.
Saint assures me. But
I don't have time to take you back home and then go the opposite way to Carnage. It'll be fine.
He grabs my face and kisses my forehead before placing my helmet back on and fastening it.
Saint. We pull up to the gate of Carnage and Cashton keys in the code before it opens, allowing us to enter. I can feel her body stiff on my back. Her father has worked here since before she was born, and she can probably count on one hand how many times she's been here. Once was recently when we took our vows at the ritual. We take the curvy road and I reach down and grip her thigh. I give it a little squeeze to try to ease her concern. I had a few missed calls from my dad, but no texts, so I have no clue as to why we're here, but hopefully it won't take very long. Pulling up to the back, I place the kickstand down and get off the bike before helping her off as well. I remove her helmet and place both of ours to hang on each mirror. Come on. I grab her hand and pull her up the stairs and through the double doors. Give me 10, I tell the guys, and they nod, heading to our father's offices that they share. I take Ashton up a flight of stairs to the third floor, pulling her down a hallway. I enter a door at the end.
Saint?
I turn her to face me once we're in the room. Stay here, Ash. Do not leave this room. Do you understand me? She bites her bottom lip nervously while staring at her feet. I grip her chin and force her head back so she has to look at me. Ashton, this is serious. Do you understand me?
Yes.
She whispers.
I won't leave this room.
That's my good girl. I lean in and press my lips to hers and she kisses me back. Her arms wrap around my neck and she pushes herself into me. I groan when I have to pull away. I'll be back. Giving her my back, I exit the room and rush down the hall to the staircase to the basement. It's always cold down here. I make my way through a set of doors and come to the open room. Our fathers sit at the table. Cashton and Hayden stand behind them. What did I miss? I ask. My father checks his watch. Where the fuck were you? Before I have to come up with some lame excuse, Hayden's father stands from his chair. They're here now, let's get to work. I look at Cashton and he softly shakes his head. They didn't tell them why we're here. Not surprised, they never do. We follow them out of the room and down the hall. My father pulls out his cell to make a call. When the person on the other end answers, he speaks. We're ready. Bring her in.